water.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE as we launch into the third hour of the program. Take control of the airwaves. And with you tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Marcus.
And still to come here this evening, plenty of time for your calls and your thoughts. Also on the way, an update on Adam Kokesh, whose home was raided on Tuesday night. He is in federal confinement, and we have more details on the conditions of that confinement now. He has been able to make a phone call to his father, so we have been able to get some information, and we'll share that with you here in a few moments. But first, to the phones and the fun. Chris is in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Chris.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hey, Chris. Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, my question is about a voluntarist society.
Sure.
I think it's pretty evident how service industries would work, even trash removal, police, fire protection. You just pay them, they do the service for you.
But, yeah, actually, in many places, some of those services already exist as a non-government. Like,
there's a private ambulance here in Keene, for instance.
Right, and garbage collection mm-hmm. is private.
Yeah, we have the same services here. The question is, there are actual crimes committed, and let's use a violent crime.
Mm-hmm.
Who is left to enforce that between two parties, and who is going to decide if an actual offense against you or someone is just? Who's left to judge that?
These are good questions. We talked about this to some extent last night with Jonah from California, but let me jump in on this. So who would handle that? Well, first of all, hopefully you would have had the presence of mind to purchase some sort of insurance against things like that happening. Now, again, anything that we say here is pure speculation on how things would actually work in a free market, because we're talking about shifting from this current situation, this current paradigm of a one-size-fits-all violent monopoly justice system to a free market system where there's competition in the marketplace, and well, how does that all work?
Right, because really what we're talking about, and it sounds sometimes like a cop-out, but it's honestly not, is that we don't believe that one person should come up with the solution and force it on everybody. We believe that all people will come up with different solutions, and the best solutions will rise to the top through market forces, competition, that sort of thing.
So ours may not be the best ideas.
No,
here.
They might not.
We're just talk show hosts. We are not defense protection professionals, so we're not going to be the innovators. We're not going to be the doers in these particular areas. But we can still throw some ideas out to chew on.
And it's important to.
And, you know, so I think people... Like, for the same reason that people want to have the fire department around, they want to know that if something dramatically dangerous or whatever happens to them, some sort of life-threatening thing or property destruction or whatever happens, that there'll be someone out there who cares. And of course, we know that people who report thefts and things like that to the police don't really get treated like the police care, because police don't care. In a lot of cases, they know they're not going to get the stuff back, and so they just put that person, they treat the person like they don't matter. So hopefully you would have some sort of protection plan in place to where you would have a protection company or insurance company or whatever they would end up being called that you have a plan with, to where if there was some sort of violation, you would report it to them. They would come and they would investigate that. They would determine whether or not you were committing fraud on the company, because obviously that's something that insurance companies are very concerned with. And if indeed you really have been violated by somebody else, then the insurance company, and I remember the word I was looking for last night, right of subrogation, I believe, is the right, meaning that they essentially would take your place in any kind of court drama that needed to play out. They would act as your surrogate or whatever. They would be there doing all the court work so you wouldn't have to. And if you didn't have an insurance company, then things would get a little bit more complicated, because then you'd have to hire an investigator after the fact, if it was worth it. If it's a small theft, then obviously hiring an investigator isn't going to be worth the cost.
I also think that this is one of those things that is very important to everybody or most people in any given community. So because it's so important, people will seek out a solution for this issue. And so even though people won't be forced into a system, I think that people will come up with a system, and likely it'll be better than the one that we have now, because the one we have now is terribly broken. I mean, if you are going to court, it's usually because the government is aggressing against you for some reason. But, you know, if it's a situation like we're talking about where someone else has aggressed against you, it's not really a great system to go through, and it's not very helpful. The people in charge don't have to give you good customer service because they're going to be there no matter what.
Sometimes they'll do things you don't want them to, like the state system. Like if you report an issue and you say to them, well, I don't want to press charges, the state will go ahead and press charges anyway.
Maybe you
prefer to resolve the situation person to person, and you thought, oh, I have to call the cops, or you have that kind of mindset of calling the police because that's what they do in the movies or whatever, or that's what your parents told you to do. And then you regret it later because you didn't want charges to be brought against this person. You just wanted to, have a conversation with them or whatever you wanted to have happen, have them just pay some restitution. But no, then the state goes and they bring criminal charges against the person and ruins that person's life, whereas they could have just made good to you and they wouldn't have had a criminal record as a result of that. So in a lot of cases, the state will escalate a situation beyond what's necessary to protect you.
Often what the state will do is they will intercept and they will press criminal charges against somebody who has harmed you. And then what they'll do is they'll sentence that person to jail. And now that person can't ably work to restitute you for the wrongs
Correct.
That they have done. So the state actually gets in the way of the person who has wronged you even being physically able to restitute you for the wrongs that they've done. And one of the ways that I come to learn about how things might be is by listening to a free audiobook that you, Ian, have actually put online called The Market for Liberty.
Thanks to the folks at Laissez-Faire Books, and you can get that at book.freetalklive.com. It's downloadable. It's a free audiobook, and I believe the PDF is there as well if you prefer to read it. Which is something that really helped me come to understand these ideas. But I don't know if we've really addressed all the aspects of your question. So feel free to come back at us here.
All right. Yeah, I'm right there with you, especially on the current system, status quo, if you will. I think the best way I can describe it, especially to people who don't quite understand the voluntarist system, maybe people who support a constitutional system or maybe the current system, would be just a bigger civil court, kind of the civil court system that we have now. That would be a much bigger, that would be a mechanism in a voluntarist society. Would you agree with that? There'd be a,
I don't know if I would agree with it in the same kind of terminology. I mean, well, yeah. Would there be places that two parties could go to resolve disputes? Sure. Would it be a bigger version of the current system? No, I don't think so, because you'd have competition. And so some courts would have maybe more expertise in certain areas, say, like, technology. You might have judges or whoever that are actually, that know things about technology. You might actually end up having so differing kinds of civil courts or arbitrators or whatever they would end up being called, because they would be competing for your business, because you'd get to choose the court that you do business with. You and the other person in the lawsuit would choose that. Now, you'd have to agree on which court, and if you couldn't agree on that, then, or if you couldn't agree on the arbitrator, then you would hire two arbitrators, so each side would hire an arbitrator, and then the arbitrators would already have interlocking agreements probably within the industry, and they would pick a third arbitrator, which would mean that the cost would go up. So your incentive is to agree on the first arbitrator, to agree on just one arbitrator. But if you if your two sides are just two at each other's throats, then okay, well, let's bring a second and third arbitrator in and increase the cost times three, and then you'll be able to finally have your day in court.
I think it's a very common concern is that people want to see justice, and their concern is that, oh, well, justice may not be may not happen in this free world that you're talking about, but that's the reality now. Right now, I think most people don't get justice. So,
well, if justice wasn't happening in the free market, you shouldn't give money to those arbitrators, right? Because
right.
The reason why an arbitrator would be a successful arbitrator, and thanks, Chris, for the call and the question tonight, the reason why an arbitrator would be a successful arbitrator would be because they'd be giving just verdicts, that people would be happy with them. So they would say, yeah, that guy's fair.
He he'd have a better reputation and he would get more business.
Exactly. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here and we'll take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply, free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-453. Talk to you about immigration, the future, voluntarist society. We can go wherever you would like. And the we tonight is Ian.
And Marcus.
And Marcus is here courtesy of his website, one of his websites, BrainlessTales.com. Tell me about it.
Brainless Tales is a daily webcomic. It's a single-panel webcomic. It's been going for over 6 years now, every day, including the weekends. And it's just something quick and fun, hopefully. It's not always funny. Sometimes it's just a little drawing. But I like puns, so there's often some pun drawings. And yesterday's was particularly a favorite of the fans. Yesterday's
really?
Was the cat. Yes, I draw a cat, and people love the cat. Because, you know, the cat just...
You get a lot of feedback on each...
Well, on, like, one? Facebook, you know, like, mm-hmm. yesterday's got a lot of likes and a lot of shares. It was the cat. And people... I've seen people have actually collected a lot of the cat ones and put them into a collection in different places, which is always fun for me to see, you know, either on Facebook sure. or on different websites. So, you know, the cat one is usually just the cat talking, saying something that cats say. I feel like I don't even write those. I just listen to, like, what the cat says, you know. And then I just, like, copy it down. And then people love it because that's what a cat would say.
Now, do you have a cat?
I don't have a cat now, but, you know, I grew up with a cat, and I know people with cats, so...
Where do you get all the puns? Like, did you grow up with your dad, a real pun guy? Like, did you inherit these? I mean, how does one... Because, you know, as I've been... throughout my life, there's always occasionally somebody who's a really pun-oriented person, who's
yes.
really quick with them, and how do you get that way?
It's just a different way of looking at words, you know? That's what it comes from. It's when I hear...
So it wasn't dad or mom or
something? Well, no, I can't say that. I mean, my father was very comical mm-hmm. and very talented, so certainly I get a lot of that from him. But there's another Free Talk Live host that is very punny, and that's Stephanie.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm friends with Stephanie, you know, not on Free Talk Live.
I didn't even know that about her. That's
and her and I have had a few conversations where we go back and forth with puns, and I have to say she's faster with puns than I am.
Rich Paul's pretty good on them, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Stephanie, she is faster than I am with puns. She's very talented with the puns. And so, yeah, so that's what Brainless Tales is. It's just a daily webcomic.
It's free.
Yes, it's totally free. You can buy some stuff if you want, but you should, you know, like it on Facebook, share it with some friends, or just go to the website. You can subscribe to RSS if you have a reader. I know everybody's up in arms because Google Reader closed down, but...
I don't understand what... I had just barely started with the Google Reader thing,
yeah.
So, like... I wasn't really using it very often, and then they came with this notice that said they were going to shut it down after a few months, and I just couldn't understand, like, how many resources were they really spending maintaining this?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. You would Google, you would think it was so popular, everybody loved it. Why wouldn't
right.
they continue? How could... Couldn't they monetize it?
Yeah, there was huge outrage, you know, in the community of people that use the Google Reader.
Yeah.
And again, Google Reader was this program that allowed you to aggregate a bunch of websites to one place, basically through RSS feeds. And there are other things out there like Google Reader, but Google had a lot of fans because they're Google, and, you know, they usually have a pretty good product. And it wouldn't seem, I mean, you're a web guy. I mean, I do a little bit of web stuff myself. Once you set the code down and it's working, you know, you nail a few bugs here and there. Beyond that, once you got working code, that's it. You've got a product. It's there. Maybe there's a little bit of support you'll have to do. But, I mean, for this behemoth Google, I can't imagine Google Reader was a huge chunk of their budget.
Yeah, I don't know. It's very – I don't understand it either. You would think that maybe they would even try and sell it to somebody
sure.
to monetize it, even if they didn't want to maintain it.
And I could get that they couldn't monetize it. And I think there are some products that they have that they just can't monetize. Like, what I don't understand is how they continue using Google Voice. I mean, are they getting that many people making outgoing calls with Google Voice? I hardly ever make outgoing calls with Google Voice. And for those that don't know, Google Voice is their telephony system where you can sign up for a free phone number and people can call and leave voicemail there. And, you know, it's a cool little service that I've been using for years, and they've probably not gotten more than a few dimes out of me, $10 at the most.
It's my understanding that Google Voice is really a research and development project for Google
mm-hmm.
so that they have a large base of voices talking, and then they can use that in order to get better at reading text to voice, basically. Mm. I mean, voice to text, rather. So one thing that Google might want to do in the future, if they haven't already done it, is take a YouTube video and be able to electronically transcribe the video. So
they've been doing that.
Yeah. So one of the ways that they've been able to figure out how to do that is by using Google Voice, because they have all these different voices.
I question that. I mean, where did you read that?
I read that a long time ago when they first launched with Google Voice.
It's an interesting theory. I mean, in theory, it would work, but you don't really get high-fidelity audio from people talking on a phone. The only way that would work is if somebody had a microphone, a good microphone plugged into their computer and were making outgoing calls through Google Voice, but 99.9% of the time on my line, I'm just getting incoming calls and I'm answering on a regular phone, and that's not a real good way to analyze any human voice, because you're losing, you know, that's why voices sound real tinny
right.
on the phone. You're losing all the low end of the human voice's range.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's completely unfounded and untrue. It was something I read a long time ago.
Or maybe there's a bunch of people that are making outgoing calls with it, because I guess one of the features they have is that, you know, you can get decent rates. You can get decent international rates from Google Voice. So maybe that's where they're making their money, and it's just that there's a bunch of people like me that don't use it for international calls, don't use it for any outgoing calls. I mean, if you call the Free Talk Live, you know, business line number, that's a Google Voice number. And
yeah,
it's very useful to me, but I don't pay a dime for it.
And it is interesting that they would get rid of the Google Reader, because Google really wants to keep people logged into Google all the time.
Sure.
Just the same way Facebook wants you logged in all the time. And Google really knows a lot about you, because most websites use Google for their website analytics. So people will put code on their own site that actually connects to Google. And then what will happen is Google can track you, and then people will also use Google Ads on their website. So Google actually can see, if you're logged into Google, they can see where you're going, what your websites you're on, how long you're there. They know an awful lot about you.
And some people will find that pretty creepy.
They might. For me, it's just that's the reality. I mean, we look at those analytics all the time, so it's interesting. But actually, they've changed recently with Google Analytics. Now, if somebody is logged into Google, Google actually affords them a level of security or privacy against the sites that they visit. So if someone's logged into Google product, when they visit a website, Google does not tell the website what they searched to get there. So
interesting.
Yeah, so if you're anonymous and not logged into Google, they will tell the website what you searched to get there.
So, by the way, every loan payment is made up of principal payments and interest payments, and from the first payment on, the amount going to principal increases and the amount going to interest decreases. Nevertheless, a 30-year loan, the standard home loan, first payment's only 35% going to principal and 65% going to interest. Now, at today's interest rate environment, it'll take you over 10 years to get to 50-50. Well, if you want to speed that up, you can look at a 20-year loan or a 15-year. Now, with a 20-year, you've got the first payment at 49.6% is going to principal reduction. And then a 15-year loan, your first payment's 59% of it is going to a principal reduction. That means you can pay a whole lot less in interest over the time frame of the loan. And the guys over at MortgageMinuteGuy.com can help you with your mortgage, getting one, refinancing, all that stuff. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. That's 866-288-0088 or MortgageMinuteGuy.com. There's more Free Talk Live coming up here, the latest on the Adam Kokesh raid and what's going on with him. He's being held with gun and drug charges. We'll give you an update in moments. Free Talk Live.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you'd like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can have quick access to our live streams and the podcast just by going to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. I said we would get into the latest on Adam Kokesh. For those that don't know, Adam is a liberty activist, been living in the D.C. area. He does Adam versus the Man, which is a podcast and kind of a video show as well.
It actually first started off, it was a television show on the channel RT.
Correct.
Yeah, but then for whatever reasons, they parted way, and he continued to do the show as a YouTube show.
Right, and he gathered quite the following. His Facebook page has over 70,000 likes. The guy is a success, and of course, along with success comes haters, so he's got a lot of people that really like what he does and a lot of people that don't, and I'm sure that some of the people that don't are gloating over what has happened to Adam because it's awful. The police came into his home on Tuesday. They busted in the front door. They set off a flashbang. They violently took people into custody. They apparently kicked Adam at one point when he had asked if he could go to the bathroom. These are some of the early reports that we got yesterday, some of them from his producer, who I think lives there in the house with him. Or at least is nearby. There are some roommates. The roommates were not arrested, from what I understand. Adam was arrested on gun and drug charges, was brought to arraignment this morning, and apparently did not speak. Let me get to the list of items here. This is from freeadam.net. This is the Free Adam Kokesh page. News updates as of today, July 11th. Adam was forcibly arraigned very early this morning. He's being held without bail pending a probable cause hearing. Early this morning, he was dragged barefoot in shorts out of the cage. that they put him in. And by the way, yesterday he was refusing to leave his cell to go to arraignment, so they forced him to leave today. They carted him there in a wheelchair. He did not participate in the arraignment because he's been denied access to a lawyer, meaning he didn't speak to anyone the whole time he was there. Adam was able to make a call to his father. His father thinks that Adam may not be allowed to make another call anytime soon. He does want a lawyer and has requested access to a lawyer constantly since being caged. He is refusing to go to court without a lawyer. Adam's manager, Lucas Jewell, is working on getting him trusted counsel ASAP. Adam is being held in solitary confinement in a 6.5 foot by 7.5 foot cage.
You know, this is, let me just stop you, this is ridiculous. If the government people, if they have a beef against him, then just go through the normal process. Why do they need to cage him and prevent him from having a lawyer, prevent him from speaking to people? If what the government is doing is so righteous and good, they don't need to just, you know, punish this man before he's even had his trial.
Well, this is the normal process, Marcus.
Well, it is, but it's a wrong process,
yeah,
right?
It is.
And it's not the one that most people think actually exists.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, you think that there's all these rights and that, you know, prisoners are treated so well. I mean, certainly there are people in society that make it sound like that's the case. And a lot of people complain about how well some prisoners are allegedly treated, but if they want to treat you like crap, they will treat you like crap.
Oh, certainly.
And jail is not a fun place to be, especially, I imagine, a federal holding facility. Actually, he may be in a Virginia jail as a federal prisoner. I'm not real clear on exactly where and how he's being held, but the circumstances are not nice. 6.5 foot by 7.5 foot. I mean, that's barely enough room for a bed.
Yeah, I mean,
there.
That's pretty small.
And apparently, there is no bed in there.
Ugh.
According to this, there's no bedding. He was kidnapped while wearing shorts and has not been given proper clothing to protect him from the frigid temperatures that have become standard operating procedure in America's prisons. Adam reports via his father that the cage he's been locked into is infested with ants. Furthermore, the lights are kept on by the guards 24 hours per day without any break for rest. Now,
I mean, this sounds like torture.
That is torture, and the reason why is because the human body has circadian rhythms. There's a natural tendency that you have by the fact that you're, you know, you exist, you're a human. There's been all this, you know, years of evolution and instinct. Your body is set to a natural clock that's triggered by whether it's light or dark outside. And so if the lights are on 24 hours a day, that's a way to throw off one's natural rhythms and really screw up people's heads.
And no bedding. I mean, you know, that doesn't sound like a big deal, but until you try it, you go
wow,
into
a huge deal.
Go into a small room with no bed and see how uncomfortable you get very, very quickly.
Oh my God, I'm so bony. I mean, it would be awful.
Oh, me too. I mean, I couldn't imagine. It's something I hope I never have to experience.
The little crappy. I was at Cheshire County Jail for nearly 2 months of my life, and I was grateful to have something to be on, and this crappy prison bed, this prison mattress that they had there was junk, but at least it was something in between me and the hard metal of the bunk that I was on.
Right.
It was not comfortable, but it was better than nothing.
Right. Nothing. And he's in there with a bunch of ants, which makes it even worse.
Yeah. And you know that they know that the cell's infested with ants.
Sure.
Right?
They don't care. I mean, that's probably part of, they think it's great, I guess.
We'll show him.
Yeah.
A public defender is expected to be appointed as of today. Update posted later this afternoon says the person writing this spoke with the public defender's office, and they still have not received the paperwork from the court, so apparently that didn't happen. Adam's phone call to his father was monitored by a sheriff's deputy standing right next to him as he spoke with his father. That's pretty common. You don't get to have private conversations when you're in jail unless it's with an attorney. And then they, you know, are supposed to not listen to you, but how do you really know they're not? Adam's phone call, during the attack on his home on Tuesday evening, the flashbang deployed by the militarized park police exploded right in front of Adam. He reports he has not yet received any medical care inside that prison. During the attack, Adam reports park police covered his chest with laser sight red dots even when he had his hands up.
Wow.
The sheriff's deputy informed Adam that charges of illegal transportation of a firearm, sedition, and armed sedition are being considered against him, presumably by federal prosecutors. Now, that's pretty serious. I mean, isn't sedition one of the crimes in the Constitution?
I couldn't tell you.
I am not sure, but I believe there are only a few crimes outlined in the Constitution. I think sedition may be one of them. Oxford defines sedition as conduct or speech inciting people to rebel against the authority of a state or monarch.
Doesn't sound so bad to me.
Well, we do that every night here on Free Talk Live, although I'm, you know, careful to point out I'm only advocating peaceful rebellion.
And sure.
Rebellion generally has a term, you know, connotation of violence.
Yes.
So I believe that people should refuse to obey, but I think they should do it peacefully. I don't believe in brandishing a bunch of weapons in, you know, menacing manners towards state agents. I don't think that helps.
I would agree with that.
Helps matters.
Now, you're just really escalating it in that case, but definitely talking that the state is bad and that people should peacefully resist, I think, is a good thing.
Eyewitnesses to the attack on Adam and his companions Tuesday night report that U.S. Park Police brought large brown paper evidence bags in with them before their search that appeared to be full. There's a concern that they planted evidence.
Oh, wow. So they're saying that people saw them go in with paper bags that had things in them.
Well, why? You don't know. I mean, he's saying they appeared to be full. I mean, you can't tell, right?
Because it's a paper bag. It's suspicious. I mean, yeah. If you're bringing in a paper bag to gather evidence, likely it would be, you know,
uninflated.
Right. Yeah, it would be folded up still.
So that's the latest from the folks over at Shield Mutual, who are helping out with this situation. FreeAdam.net is the website. There's a Facebook page. I will find the link to that and put it up on our Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus for you to connect and, you know, be kept up to date on this. And we will certainly, as we learn more, inform you about what's going on with Adam Kokesh. I don't know what sedition will mean as far as potential time behind bars. They also didn't mention here... he is not only being charged with, but they're considering sedition and armed sedition, also illegal transportation of a firearm. But we know that they are also looking at hallucinogenic mushrooms charge as well, because they allegedly found some shrooms in his house during the search.
Hmm.
We know they forced his safe open during the search and confiscated everything that was in that safe. So they probably took all of his, you know, gold or silver or whatever other valuables that he had. I mean, they're going to destroy this guy's life all because he went to Washington, D.C. and had a shotgun in public for 23 seconds on video. More coming up.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes. Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit gearupcenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created Gear Up Center to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free here at 855-450-FREE. Moments remain, but enough time for your thoughts and calls if you make them now. You can also connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight here, it's Ian.
And Marcus.
Hey, Freedom Fest is going on as we speak. We're going to hear from Mark Edge, our normal weeknight co-host, who is actually in Vegas. He's at Planet Hollywood on the Strip, and he's going to be there through the 13th. So Freedom Fest is only 2 days in. There are still two full days remaining. And if you are out west or heading out west, you don't want to miss this. It's going to be huge. It already is huge. He says this thing's bigger than the Free State Project's yearly event, the Liberty Forum. This event is attracting something like 3,000 individuals to the convention center there at Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, he called into the show earlier. He sounded like he was having a great time.
Yep.
And he said it was really big, and it just sounded like a lot of fun.
It's not too late. You can still go, walk in, get the day pass, go to freedomfest.com to learn more about the event. This is a huge event. People like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, these are some of the speakers. There are a whole bunch more. He says there's something like a dozen things going on at once there. I mean, that just sounds almost overwhelming. It's going to be a lot of fun. It sounds like it is a lot of fun, and I'm a little jealous. Sounds like Mark's having a good time out there. FreedomFest.com. You could go there and join him and enjoy meeting great liberty-oriented people and networking, because that's what these events are really all about, is meeting other people in the movement, and you know who knows what will come out of that. So, and he also reported that the Free State Project is on the scene and that their table has been well-attended, that at any moment that he's looked at the table, there's always at least four people standing in front of it, interested, talking to the Free Staters.
Right. He said it basically sounded like, this is my own words, that the Free State table was a cool spot at the event, you know, that people were hanging out there. And Mark even mentioned that whenever he mentions that he's from New Hampshire, people acknowledge that New Hampshire is where liberty is happening.
Yeah, absolutely. It's out of the theoretical and it's into the reality here in New Hampshire. You can learn more about that at freestateproject.org. You know, during the break there, Marcus, you and I were both kind of looking into sedition because that's right. What allegedly Adam Kokesh, they're considering charging him with sedition for, I'm not sure exactly what, you know, what their claim will be, because sedition is not a hard thing to, you know, to advocate.
No, I mean, I was reading about sedition on Wikipedia, and really, I was thinking like, oh, well, geez, this doesn't sound so bad. You know, Wikipedia is saying that in law, sedition is overt conduct, such as speech and organization, that is deemed by the legal authority to tend toward insurrection against the established order. Now, I think insurrection might be the key word there, because that might mean a violent revolution?
Not perhaps. Always. I mean, insurrection isn't necessarily violent. It's, I mean, if you click to insurrection, it takes you to a page about rebellion, which is a refusal of obedience or an order.
Right.
So, I mean, we call Free Talk Live talk radio, like, in an industry advertising area, like, we advertise Free Talk Live to listeners and to, you know, to people that are on the internet as talk radio you control, in that you can call in and bring up anything.
Right.
But in our industry advertisements, I call the show Talk Radio's Insurrection, because we're doing something that's very different from the standard kind of talk radio show.
Right.
Yeah, it's still a talk show, but
going against the grain of the left-right
the
paradigm.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. So we are essentially an insurrection from that perspective. So essentially, insurrection can be anybody that is, you know, just not obeying and advocating. And the advocation of not obeying is, according to Wikipedia at least, sedition. And I did look at the Constitution. I was wrong. The word sedition does not appear anywhere in the U.S. Constitution. There were laws passed after that to outlaw sedition.
That makes sense. Yeah, it says in Wikipedia, sedition often includes subversion of the Constitution or incitement of discontent or resistance to lawful authority. That doesn't sound so bad to me, because I very much am not a follower or believer, I guess, in the Constitution. I would like to be a free individual. I don't want people lording over me through a Constitution or any other piece of paper.
Absolutely. So there's more here. You can learn about sedition. We'll link something over there on our Facebook page. Let's go to Robert in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Marcus. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Mark. Hi, Ian. How you guys doing tonight?
It's Marcus in the studio, not Mark. Mark is currently in Vegas, and we're doing well. Go ahead, Robert.
I'm sorry. I meant to say, dude, I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to make some comments, Ian. Because I've been listening to the show, and I know I have a tendency where I call in too late, but you mentioned that you said that you'd like to see some people come to your house and, you know, stay over, visit, whatever. And I know I got to get down. They got to drop off some money for the Robin Hooders so they can keep the parking meter thing going. I'm waiting to get a car, so I'm hoping I'll be able to do that. That's one thing.
Thank you. Well, you don't have to physically drop by. You know, there's not necessarily going to be someone here, but a lot of times people are hanging out on the porch at the Keene Activist Center. And it is interesting having a publicly known activist center, because you'll have all kinds of interesting things happen. Like random people will come by and, you know, they'll want to just talk to somebody or tell their story.
Right.
There was somebody who came by. I'm not going to say who it was. Somebody who works for the city. And I won't say which department came by, and I won't say which day, because I want to protect this individual. But this person had some very nice things to say about how ridiculous the city looked in the recent trial of my residency case. Or no, not the residency case, the one where they were coming after me for smoke alarms. The city was threatening my house over that, and this particular individual had some very nice things to say to us about that. So you just never know who you're going to encounter. It's really interesting.
Anyways, I saw the video that Adam Koresh did, and Adam's a very courageous man.
Kokesh.
Adam Kokesh. and I saw the video a couple of times, and I kind of let it play in my head for a couple, two or three days, and then I went back and I went and I looked at it again, and I noticed something on the video. And if you look at where the video where when he's not moving, after he's loaded the shells into it, you'll see his hand where it's down near the butt of the gun. Doesn't look like it. Like there's any type of trigger there or anything at all. I don't see it. You know, and I thought I'd point that out.
It's an interesting theory. I mean, a lot of times, you know, it was early morning when the video was recorded. Obviously, I don't have it in front of me at the moment to check that. But a lot of times, if there's a dark area and he was wearing a suit in the video, if there's a dark area, even with a high-resolution camera, it's going to be difficult to really capture a good amount of clarity on what is in that dark area. So if there was a dark, you know, if there's a dark trigger against a dark suit jacket that he was wearing, you know, there would be very difficult to discern that.
I think that would be in his favor as well. You know, because, I mean, to me, It just, I mean, if you look at it, it doesn't look right. It just,
I get what you're saying, and there are conspiracy theories surrounding the Adam Kokesh video. And thanks for the call, Robert. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. But you know, with this, with these conspiracy theories, they don't make sense because Kokesh is saying he was there. He's claiming he was there. It wouldn't make any sense for him to make all those claims and then later on say, "Oh, it was just a green screen. We had a fake shotgun. It was just a big joke." Why would you do that? Why would you go through all of that effort claiming you were there? Because if you say you were there doing something, that's evidence against you. You're essentially testifying against yourself.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense that that would be where this thing would go. I think people, it's maybe a little wishful thinking, because I think people are concerned for his well-being.
Sure. Yeah, they want there to be a way out of this.
Yeah, sure, because especially with some people that are more well-known, it's, you know, people don't want to see them be put in a cage for a long time.
I don't want to see anybody who's peaceful being put in a cage, and I think what's happening to Adam is horrible, and we'll certainly keep you up to date on it. Joe's in Idaho. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Marcus. Hey, Joe.
Well, hey there, guys.
Welcome, sir.
I'm not sure who said it. Maybe it was Marcus. Something about he doesn't want the Constitution to lord over him.
That's right. I did say something to that effect.
Yeah, okay. Well, the Constitution doesn't lord over you. In fact, you are lord over the government with that Constitution. It tells the government to back off. Of course.
I like the way that you think.
Apparently, it didn't work for Adam Kokesh.
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on there, but
you're talking about in theory, not reality.
Well,
in theory that you're the lord over the government, like that they're your servants, that kind of thing?
Yeah, exactly. We the people are the lord over the government, and it tells the government to take a flying leap and to back off. This is what you can do, and this is, you know, everything else is off limits. The rest is reserved to the people in the states.
I do appreciate that, and you're right. In the wording of the Constitution, it's really talking about what the government should and shouldn't do. It's not telling what the people should do.
That's really right. Just
in the language. So I would agree with that.
Joe, thanks for your call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And we're done for now, but back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It has been Ian with you.
And Marcus.
Don't forget Marcus's website, brainlesstales.com. Go and laugh. They're good, good comics there. See you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.